This is Protect What Matters with Barry Fisher and Susan Blaze, giving you the advice and information on protecting what matters the most in today's world. Phone lines open, 238-5775, 238-KPRL.
Good afternoon, I'm Barry Fisher.
And I'm Susan Blaze.
And welcome to Protecting What Matters, the broadcast that helps you become better shoppers and buyers of services and products to protect various aspects of your life and property. Today's show features Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation. Today's topic, estate planning protection is not just for the very wealthy. Dave will be with us for most of the hour. So please, if you have questions or comments, give us a call at 805-238-5775. That's 238-KPRL. Or send us an email at info@blazenbear.com. One of the things, and our other topic today is going to be wrapping up some odds and ends from previous shows, if we could get there. We generally have a lot of content here, and we don't seem to get through it every day, but that's good. We'll get to it some point in time. So I have just a couple of things that I want to bring to your attention before we get started. We have a couple of great new features on our website. The first is we now have a Protecting What Matters page, which will have all of our past shows on the website. And you'll also, as we get a little more sophisticated, we'll be loading up content that you'll be able to find at the various different shows. You can go directly to our Protecting What Matter page by typing in PWM Radio. That's Protecting What Matters, so the initials PWMRadio.com. Or you can just go to our website and click on Protecting What Matters. So that's a new feature that we're hoping that you enjoy. The other feature that we've put up, one of the hot financial topics and items in today's world are what are called multi-year guaranteed annuities. And these are what are referred to as CD type annuities. And they've become very popular in our inflationary environment. So we now have a tool, again, on our website where you can actually see day-to-day live rates of what these annuities are paying. And we'll go into more details on this in a future show, but these are very competitive against certificates of deposits, and they also are, the growth within these programs are tax deferred, so that's a real boost, and you may want to consider this for some of your lazy money, your underperforming assets, or just cash sitting under in your mattress. So the way you access this page is you go to our website, blazenbear.com. Just hold your cursor over individuals and families, and the drop down you'll see fixed annuities. And you click on that page, and you can go right to that page. So those are the updates on that. And now, hey, Susan, I hear you got a story that we don't have to worry about global warming anymore.
Well, some of us don't worry about global warming a lot anyway, but here it is winter, and this is a great story. You know how I love animals. This one's about polar bears, because I'm sure you've all heard the hysteria and seen those terrible pictures of a polar bear standing on a little island with water around and no ice, and they're telling us that the polar bears are starving because of global warming and the ice melting. But a new story came out as a result of a study. This was published in the Las Vegas Review Journal, and Bjorn Lomborg studies the world polar bear population, and he said that it went from 12,000 in 1965 to about 26,000 last year. So this trend is positive, and some of it has nothing to do with climate, as perhaps many things don't, but what happened was in the mid-1970s, the five countries with the largest number of polar bears signed a treaty to limit polar bear hunting, and that allowed the polar bears to multiply and grow and prosper. And so there is still some hunting, but greatly reduced from what it used to be. And so his conclusion was, this is actually a pretty good demonstration of how we make progress together on the planet, us and the animals, by a combination of managing our own activity and trying to protect the animals' environment. And so it's really quite hopeful. And I didn't have a chance to research this totally, but I also want to do a look now at the ice in the Arctic because and the Antarctic, because that's always another concern, people saying that the ice is melting and disappearing, right, and so on. So we're going to check that out for a future show.
All right. Well, thanks for that tidbit. So let's introduce Dave here. Dave Duringer is an estate planning attorney with 2 law degrees. His JD is from the University of California Hastings Law School, School of Law, and he has a master's in tax laws from Chapman University School of Law. You must really like this stuff, Dave. Anyway, his law firm, Protective Law Corporation, is based in Morro Bay with satellite offices throughout California, Washington, and Texas. The mission of his law firm is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to succeeding generations. Dave, welcome to Protecting What Matters.
Well, thank you, Barry and Susan, for inviting me to talk about my favorite subject, which is estate planning.
Well, great. So let's start at the top. What are the primary goals of estate planning?
Well, estate planning is one of those terms that a lot of people don't know exactly what it means. It actually is pretty technically accurate to describe what I do as estate planning, because the way we do planning is we control how property is disposed of. But the problem is a lot of people don't really understand estate planning, and they think estates are for the wealthy. Wealthy estates, that they get that impression from TV shows. and it's really, estate planning is important. I like to say that it's more important the less wealthy you are. The less wealthy you are, the more important it is that you plan appropriately to grow that wealth in your family, grow your family power, as you pointed out in the intro.
I'm sure you're going to explain that to us here as we go through this.
Yeah, right? In due course, the other terms, I just want to focus on what is estate planning, and there are other terms that might be also helpful. Family law is a great phrase. I'd love to use that, except it's been taken over by the divorce lawyers. Can't use family law. elder law is another phrase that a lot of my colleagues use in their marketing. Most of those elder law attorneys are attorneys that really focus on government benefits and protecting wealth, not just wealthy, but also younger special needs beneficiaries from being disqualified to get benefits, and also preserving the property after they die. The elder law practitioners are kind of imperious because they're actually using that term to include younger beneficiaries. But so that has it's considered a subset. Obviously, the majority of clients, people do more estate planning when they're older, but obviously estate planning is not just for older people, so I don't really like that phrase. A lot of people will define estate planning as the documents involved. It's a very transactional view of estate planning, and they focus on the wills, trusts, powers of attorney, healthcare directives, etc., that comprise a typical estate plan in California or other states. And we'll talk more a bit later on what those docs can do for you. Next way of defining estate planning might be those basic functions, what an estate plan does. And, distribution, obviously, avoiding probate. A lot of people know about that. They may not know exactly what probate is, but they know it's bad, right? It's mm-hmm. Big yep. Bad wolf. So distribution, avoiding probate, nominating guardians, that's a really important topic for young families. avoiding conservatorship, which is living probate, basically. It's having to deal with probate court while you're alive, not dead yet, but you've lost capacity to make decisions for yourself. Those are all very important, and really basic level documents can accomplish those as long as they're properly executed and the trust is funded, et cetera. And we'll talk more about that. But that is another way of defining estate planning. I like using if you want a short two-word definition, my favorite is family protection. That's what, obviously there are some clients without children. I've had some clients that hate their kids and want to give everything to charity. But the vast majority of clients I get when they walk through the door, they want to protect their families. So that's a very good description.
That could be a whole other show.
Oh, yeah. So... that's the short definition of estate planning, but something a little more functional definition, a helpful definition would be a proper estate planning mindset. And what is that? In a gunfight, for example, I'm into gun planning. You want to have in an actual gunfight, you want to have combat mindset. Well, in estate planning, you want to have proper estate planning mindset, total regard for family protection, and stay focused on that. And a lot of people get distracted by a lot of other issues, including, you know, paying as little as possible, you know, going the cheap route. But if you really want a plan that's going to protect your family, you don't want to go the cheap route. How are we on time?
We're good.
Okay.
You probably have about another 30 seconds.
So. Okay. I'll make this, I'll go over this definition quick, and we'll pick it up at the other, on the other end. So, total regard for family protection. It's your money. Don't be afraid to rule from the grave. You want to control your property while you're able, care for your family while disabled, and give your property to whom you want, when you want, the way you want, while minimizing fees and taxes. And most plans do not do all this. Few people take the time to make the proper planning that protects their families.
Great. Well, when we return after the break, Dave's going to continue. And again, our call-in number is 805-238-5775, 238-KPRL.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Matt Napolitano. The DOJ has issued its first known subpoenas related to former President Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Special Counsel Jack Smith seeking communications from officials in four states. This as congressional gold medals were awarded to those who protected the Capitol during the January 6th riots.
January 6th was a day of horror and heartbreak, yet is also a moment of extraordinary heroism.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. President Biden is in Arizona today, but getting flack from GOP lawmakers for not scheduling a stop at the southern border.
He owes it to the Border Patrol. He owes it to the citizens of Arizona to go there and see firsthand what is going on, and he refuses to do it.
Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn appearing on America Reports. America's listening to Fox News.
Loaves and Fishes has faithfully served Paso Robles and the surrounding community for over three decades. We are a family center dedicated to the betterment of our town by serving families and the elderly. We accomplish this through intentional, individual care while working with local suppliers and donors, finding a local solution to a local need. We are dedicated to Paso Robles. As we begin our 38th year, we hope you will partner with us as we work for the prosperity of our neighbors. Please visit us at lowsandfishespaso.org for more information.
Park Cinemas has been your family-owned local movie theater since 1997.
That means we're celebrating 25 years of entertainment.
But more than that, we're celebrating the return of the big screen movie theater spectacle.
When you come to Park Cinemas in downtown Paso Robles, you're not just going to watch a movie.
With the smell and taste of the freshly popped popcorn with real butter, other great snacks, and gargantuan silver screens,
you're going to experience that movie.
We've remodeled to give you an even bigger, better, and more exclusive movie-going experience with more to come.
You'll have the ability to reserve your seats for our new luxury power recliners.
And don't forget to visit our exceptional new beer and wine bar.
So join us for an entire week of celebration from December 2nd through the 8th, marking our 25 years with $19.97 ticket prices.
$4.50 for all matinee tickets, $7.25 for adult evening admission, and $4.50 evening admission for kids and seniors.
Check out our socials for a full list of all of the week's festivities and what's playing.
Welcome back to Protecting What Matters. Our call-in number is 238-5775 or 238-KPRL. We're back with Dave Duringer talking about estate planning, which is family protection. So, Dave, to control one's property while able is a key element you've mentioned before. What's the best way to proceed?
Well, a lot of people make the mistake of giving up control in order. A lot of so-called cheap estate planning alternatives involve giving up control during life, and one of the most basic things is you don't want to do that. You want to keep control, maximum control of your property while you're alive. And things like joint tenancy, adding a child to your deed to your home, or other gifting, setting up joint accounts, even transfer on death deeds, they're not optimal. You give up something. Even if you're not giving up property during your life, you're at least not, you're not providing asset protection. You're not doing the proper tax planning that you should be doing. There are a lot of things wrong with that. Joint tenancy is the worst thing. There are a lot of problems. You can actually make your property subject to your child's creditors. Your child has a say. You have to get your child's permission to sign off on loan documents if you want to do a refi. There's just there are much better ways to plan. And it doesn't even avoid probate. It just delays it in the case of a married couple. So you want to avoid the cheap route. You want to at least talk with an attorney that does primarily estate planning so they can tell you what the benefit, all the potential benefits of proper planning, and then you can make your decision if you want to go the cheap route or not. But you want to have control. That's number one, maintain control over your property. You don't, but we'll talk about documents a little bit later in more depth, but a revocable trust is used in California planning routinely in almost every case because it gives you that full control while you're alive. And it also gives you control during incapacity that it actually surpasses, it's more effective because the legal title is clearly in the trustee's name. It's more effective for incapacity planning than a power of attorney, which many people think is the go-to document for incapacity. Actually, many banks will not accept a power of attorney. Try to do a mortgage with a power of attorney, you may have a difficult time. And then control at death. The trust avoids probate and allows more control. You can dictate what happens to your property at death by avoiding the court process. More than that, the revocable trust allows you to control your property for generations. So it actually, with a revocable trust, you have more control over your property than you do just having it in your name. And secret of trust planning is actually you still have it in your name. There is no transfer until a successor trustee takes over. So it's still in your name. You just hold it a different way in trust.
All right. So, Dave, so we all know that an individual's disability or incapacity can play a big part in managing an estate plan. Can you give us some ideas on how best to handle this issue?
Well, one of the most important things is what you do on the insurance end, disability insurance, long-term care insurance. You definitely want to have a discussion with your insurance advisor on those alternatives. But on my end, kind of the seminal consideration is that determination of incapacity. You know, how is that going to be determined? And in my planning, usually defined. We usually just have a good basic definition in the revocable trust, and all the ancillary documents will refer to that definition in the revocable trust. And most typically, if it's a married couple, the spouse and attending physician will make that decision. If the spouse is unavailable, there's a disability panel, typically family and friends. But it's also very important to have a HIPAA release, Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. That's the act that provides for privacy of medical information. So in order for that panel, the disability panel, to do their job, they're going to need access to the medical information, and that may be difficult to get without the HIPAA release being signed. And it has to be, in California, we have our own HIPAA act, and it has to be actually drafted carefully according to California's law.
Yeah, we're painfully aware of that.
You've had experience with that?
Well, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, many people aren't. Many planners out there aren't. The Advanced Healthcare Directive, of course, is another important aspect of incapacity planning. The pull the plug decision, living will is another term for this. It's not a will the way we normally think of wills. It's not it doesn't have anything to do with your disposing of your property. But the term came about because it came about in the mid-70s. California, I think, was the first state to actually pass it. And it allows, it's a document that allows you to express your desire while you're still alive, technically, on how you want end-of-life decisions. It allows you to limit end-of-life treatment if that's what you want to do in accordance with your own ethics, religion, et cetera. You're going to be informed by all those things and making your decisions in advance. And the Jewish faith, Catholic, my Catholic faith, all these, you know, religious authorities actually have sample language that you can incorporate into your...
That's interesting.
Yeah, so I've got a library of those things. Most of my clients will use the statutory healthcare directive and will actually just fill that out at the signing meeting. Some people want to take more time and flesh that out more.
What about general durable powers of attorney?
Yeah, that's the power of attorney for the financial decisions dealing with your assets that are outside of trust. That the term durable means it survives incapacity. Normally, any power of attorney is going to terminate if you're incapacitated, but this general durable power of attorney is drafted to not do that. We also draft it normally so that it's springing. It doesn't take effect until you're actually incapacitated in accordance with the definition in your revocable trust. And the key thing to include, you want to include a lot of powers, but the key thing is to consider at least including estate planning powers, an ability at least to modify your revocable trust. Very powerful power, but it's something worth considering. But again, the best way to deal with assets is with your incapacity trustees, because title is clearly in the name of the trustees.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And I've been through all this, we both have, with parents and so forth. So making sure that your property ends up where you want it to go is a critical element in the estate plan, which you've already touched on. So where does someone begin with this topic?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is what we call bloodline protection. Naturally, most people want their stuff to go to their kids, typically. Or some people don't have kids, so they want it to go to their nephews, nieces, whoever, somebody in their family usually. And they have specific beneficiaries in mind. They don't want, you know, they understand that, you know, nearly half of all marriages unfortunately result in divorce these days. So they don't want that to happen with what they give their kids. They want some protection against that happening. And bloodline protection is very important. A good trust planning can insulate that property, the trust corpus, so that it doesn't get commingled with your beneficiary's other property, a community property, and become... It can actually be transmuted into community property if that happens, and the estate could be lost. Blended family planning is another important topic. Actually, most families now, according to the latest census, and I think the census before that, the majority of American families are technically blended now, involving kids from prior relationships. And we have a better way of planning. It usually involves three trusts. You've got a joint poor trust that you deal with normally, and then each spouse has a separate trust. And that's a more complete solution to preventing the surviving spouse from actually changing the estate plan to disinherit your kids, which most people don't want. They still want to take care of the surviving spouse and give them what they need, typically, usually whatever they want. In my experience, they don't care about that. What they care about is who gets the property after both spouses are gone, and the three trust arrangement is better at dealing with that. Remarriage protection, even if the family's not a blended family now, and even if they never get divorced, on death, way off in the future, usually often there's a remarriage, and it's a blended family at that point. So you want to, you can't do a three trust arrangement because you don't have the different beneficiary sets as a traditional family, but you can at least get some protection with an irrevocable trust.
Great. So we've got about 3 minutes left here, mm-hmm. if that. So we're getting into a really big section here, and it's an important one. So we may have to, you know, roll over into it. But, you know, basically, you know, the whole idea is timing is everything in estate planning. So giving your property when you want and the way you want matters to most people. So what are your thoughts here? What's the best way to do that?
Well, probably the biggest point to drive home here is that outright distribution is generally not a good idea. Sometimes it makes sense, and it often does make sense for small gifts, but you really never want to do that for large residuary gifts. You know, splitting your estate equally to your kids is what typically happens. And a lot of clients just don't like the idea of controlling things from the grave, you know, the hand from the grave idea. They want to just give it to their kids and let them, you know, make of it what they will. And the reality is, study after study shows this, that the vast majority, I think it's something like 85%, 87%, I saw recently, almost, you know, 90% of kids, adult children, will lose their entire inheritance within a year and a half, 18 months.
It's kind of like winning the lottery, huh?
Oh, man. That's awful.
And
that's worse than I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the flip side of it is if you keep it in, and of course, the other alternative is keep it in trust, right, for a long time. And that, I encourage, as long as it's done the right way. But it can be done the wrong way. And there's a whole, many, many articles have been written on the curse of unearned wealth. You know, arrogance, laziness, et cetera, all these bad traits can develop in trust fund kids. And I remember early in my legal career, I did a lot of evictions. I was driving around all the different courts all over Southern California doing that. And we used to use Pacific Heights. I don't know if you remember the movie Pacific Heights with Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
It was like a training video for landlord clients. You know, everything that they could do. It told landlords what they should do and what they shouldn't do. Good manual. But also shows what trust fund kids could end up being, which is monsters.
All right. We'll finish this thought on the other side of the break. We'll finish this thought and move on to the next section. Again, our call-in number is 805-238-5775, 238-KPRL.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks falling for a second day as strong economic data continued to cast doubts on whether the Fed can slow down its pace of interest rate hikes. Energy was among the biggest laggard today, while utilities were the only positive S&P 500 sector. NRG Energy stock tumbling over 15% after the utility said it agreed to buy Vivint Smart Home for $2.8 billion. Vivint stock surging over 32%, while Textron stock popped 5% after the industrial firm's Bell unit won an $80 billion contract with the U.S. Army to provide next-generation helicopters. The Dow winners, United Health Group, Travelers, and J.P. Morgan Chase. The Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, Chevron, and Boeing. The Dow falling 351 points, the Nasdaq down 225, S&P 500 down 58. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Starting to realize your small business is a little overwhelmed by the holiday rush? It's still not too late to get all of your shipping and mailing under control with Stamps.com. Sign up right now, and you'll be printing your own postage in just minutes with discounted USPS and UPS shipping rates. Just go to Stamps.com, click the mic at the top of the page, and use code BUSINESS for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. That's Stamps.com, code BUSINESS.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Do you want to buy jewelry online, but you are scared the piece of jewelry will not be the quality it claims to be? Have you done tons of online research, but you don't know the vital quality aspects to look for when purchasing jewelry?
K. John's Jewelry Company is here to help. We're a family and veteran-owned local business, and we have a wide selection of high-quality jewelry that is priced competitively with internet jewelry stores.
If we don't have exactly what you have fallen in love with online, we can make it for you or order it from the hundreds of other designers and manufacturers we partner with. We are the best of both worlds, a local, family-run business, and we can provide exactly what you want for a great value. We are K. John's Jewelry Company, your Central Coast jewelry consultants.
And remember, we gladly pay the sales tax for veterans and first responders. Come see us at 5255 El Camino Real in Atascadero, or chat with us at kjohns.com or on Instagram.
Welcome back to Protecting What Matters. The call-in number is 805-238-5775. So, Dave, let's back up a second here. You know, you started off down a path about sub-trusts and for proper prior planning. Why don't you unpack that a little bit?
Yeah, I just wanted to go back briefly to a point I was making earlier to avoid cheap planning. A lot of people don't understand what estate planning can do for them. So the natural thing for them to do is, you know, try to get the cheapest planning possible, right? And there's no reason to do this without knowledge, because I and many other attorneys will offer a free meeting without charging anything, where they have a chance to get to know you and what you want to do, and we quote a fee. That's the way I do it. And so you can know exactly what the plan is going to do for you. The problem with all this cookie cutter planning out there is there's just so many alternatives. An online box, software in a box, a corner paralegal, licensed doc preparer. And there's no real long-term commitment like you have with an attorney, right? So you don't really know what you're getting. You see all these ads for estate plan, you know, for several hundred dollars, maybe, or maybe even less, like maybe $85 on the internet. So you're actually paying too much if you pay several hundred dollars for that kind of planning. You know, think of it like buying a family car. You want to protect your family, right? So you're going to buy a good car with good safety features, right? And, you know, my first car was a 61 Corvair. It didn't have any power brakes, any lock brakes. It didn't even have any seat belts. And I had to put those in. And but nowadays, you know, technology's improved. We have better safety features. Think of that. Think of a modern safe car versus a Yugo. Remember the Yugo back in the 80s?
The ones that would get crushed if they were hit?
The Consumer Reports said it was the most dangerous car ever built, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, both cars have an engine, they have a steering wheel, they have four wheels. You know, what's the difference? Well, the difference is all these other things that you learn about. But when do you know that Yugo is dangerous? When do you know that it fails?
When it's too late.
When you go.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So
you don't. When you go, you don't know, but your family sure does.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and it's the same with a trust. You've got a lot of people will be happy to spend $3,000 or $4,000 on a new transmission, right? Mm-hmm. But what about transmitting life, fortune, and honor
to
their descendants? What your family needs to grow family power.
Yep.
And you can't do that without cheap planning. You need careful planning to do that, and these continuing trusts can do that, but they have to be done carefully to work.
So I want to. I know you have some more points here, but I want to skip ahead.
Sure.
Okay, a little bit, and so, you know, without a plan, you know, anybody's estate could be hit with fees and taxes that could be easily avoided with planning. Then, of course, for folks with larger or more complex needs, without proper prior planning, the hit can be really significant. Would you please unpack these issues?
Yeah, so everybody knows probate is bad. You've seen enough ads to at least hear that. But why is it bad? Well, there's a bunch of reasons, but the main ones are delay. It can take a couple years or more to finish a probate case. The cost can be around 5% of the gross estate, maybe a little bit less, maybe a lot more. That's for both the executor fee and also the probate attorney. 5% of the gross estate. That's, for example, the whole value of the property, not deducting the mortgage, by the way. You know, that's a lot of money, 5%. It definitely is something to avoid. Also, people don't think about the fact that probate is a public record. Everything is public. If you got a bunch of guns, they suddenly become public record. Maybe some criminals would like to visit your house and inspect your gun collection. Maybe some bad fraudsters out there will like to contact your beneficiaries, your family members, to scam them because they know they're going to come into a lot of money.
So this is kind of what you refer to as dying intestate, correct?
Well, either testate or intestate. Okay. If you have a will, a lot of people think they need to get a will to avoid probate. I don't know where they come up with that idea. But if you have a will, that just tells probate court, hi, I'm here. You know, there's a law that requires you, even if you have nice trust planning, we're required by law to file your will with the probate court within 30 days of your death. So having a will just guarantees probate court, unless it's a poorer will designed to just as a backup and your trust is properly funded.
Got it.
And so, on this question, you know, we kind of skipped over a lot of the benefits of the long-term trust planning, and we can get back to that if you have time. But just continuing on this idea of minimizing fees and taxes, because that's what everybody has in mind with estate planning. They think it's all about finance and money, right? But when I do an initial meeting with someone, I spend very little time talking about the assets. So I'll maybe talk about it real quickly, just have a rough idea whether we have to do some special tax planning. But the vast majority of the planning I do is not, even though I'm a tax lawyer, and that's a big part of what I do on the back end, my face-to-face time with the clients is more about the family and what they need as a family in order to avoid conflict and get stuff to where they want it to go. But on the tax planning, there's a whole lot, obviously, to plan for there. And by the way, a lot of times, you know, I talked about cheap planning and non-attorneys, that kind of thing, but there's a lot of attorneys out there that are no better than the non-attorneys, and they're basically trust mills, and they'll even exclude tax planning from their engagements. That's a big red flag right there.
I had a uncle who was an attorney, and he wasn't an estate planning attorney, but he thought he was. And when he passed away, he left his whole family an amazing mess that they're still sorting out now, years after his death. So it's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, and none of us know everything. So we all have colleagues that, and you know, I'm a member of Wealth Council, and that gives me all the resources I need to, you know, handle any estate that I need to if I don't know it and somebody else does that can work with me. But tax planning, there's property tax planning. That's always been an issue. It's a bigger issue now with Prop 19. There's special planning we need to do sometimes to deal with that. And sometimes it might involve an LLC, depending on what the family's plans are with that property. I'm conservative in recommending special planning on that because personally, I think that's going to be such a bad law that the Realtor Association's pushed evil law. And I'm a realtor, by the way, a real estate broker. but the Realtor Association, the realtors really did a number on us. And that thing, I think, is going to be repealed eventually. Plus, a lot of the assessors disagree on how to handle that. A lot of the law has not been fleshed out yet. And I think there's a lot of corrections on the way with that. But you definitely don't want to have a reassessment for property taxes for your kids to deal with if they can avoid it. Gift tax, estate tax, generation skipping transfer tax. These are all transfer taxes. They all work together. We have a unified gift and estate tax now. It hasn't always been the case, but it's all they all plug into the same formula. If you give a large gift during life, then that's going to come out of your big coupon for estate tax planning, which is huge now. But, you know, there's no guarantee that that's going to stay the same. And, you know, tax law can change anytime Congress meets, right? And you know, if the Democrats get a big enough majority, we could easily see exclusions going back down to a million or less.
Wow.
You know, they've talked about 2.5 million quite a bit. So there's a surprising number. There's a wide disparity in recommendations here, by the way. A lot of my colleagues will not do tax planning unless the estate is large under current law. And I think that's nuts because, you know, unless the person is expecting to die next year, you don't want them acting as if the exclusion is 24.12 million dollars.
Right.
It is technically 12.06 million per spouse, and we have this thing called portability. But you know, between spouses, where the surviving spouse can use the deceased spousal unused exclusion amount to sue you. But there are technical requirements to use that. You have to file an estate tax return in order to get portability, and not everyone's going to do that. So I'm very conservative. The exclusions are going to drop in half in 2026. And basically, I start recommending flexible tax planning right around $3 million. If the combined estate is $3 million, I'll start using a flexible tax plan. I even put in some pretty advanced planning south of $3 million. If the estate's only $1 million or two, I've got my own language that I crafted to put in basically a general power of appointment for a survivor so they can avoid filing an estate tax return.
Well, Dave, we're going to hold you over into the last segment because you've got so much great information. One of the topics I want to touch on with you is the role of business valuation and life insurance in the whole estate planning process. And wanted to touch on that and then wrap up some other thoughts and then figure out when we're going to get you on the show again.
Okay.
So we'll talk to you in a minute. We'll be back.
Yeah, I don't know what to do.
About what?
My wife wants to remodel the kitchen, but we don't have that kind of money.
Want to see what we did? Take a peek at this.
Wow, that looks great. Who did your remodel?
It's not a remodel. I had Espeak Painting paint our cabinets. Now they're like new, and they're my wife's favorite color.
Espeak Painting, huh?
Yeah, they're local, right here in Atascadero. They're easy to deal with, from the estimate all the way to the final brushstroke. And getting a quote was easy. I did it online. It's way cheaper than a remodel.
Then I better take a peek at this Espeak Painting.
Well, you know what they say, happy wife? Happy life.
You got that right.
Take a peek at Espeak Painting and get a beautiful new look for your cabinets without an expensive remodel. Espeak specializes in cabinet painting as well as residential exteriors, interiors, and HOAs. Take a peek at Espeak Painting. Book a quote appointment quickly and easily 24/7 at espeakpainting.com. That's S-P-E-E-K-Painting.com.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location in Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Saturday and has a dump station for your RV. To learn more, call Delta Liquid Energy, 805-239-0616, or go online to deltaliquidenergy.com.
Garage door jamming? Time to call Hammond.
Hammond Overhead Door Company has known for over 50 years that you have a choice when it comes to garage door services. That's why they utilize only the finest garage door materials and equipment, and their fleet of fully equipped service vehicles are ready to serve your maintenance and repair needs quickly and efficiently. Hammond Overhead Door Company. Call 238-0524 or go to HammondOverheadDoor.com.
Garage door jamming? Time to call Hammond.
Welcome back to Protecting What Matters. We're here with Dave Duringer speaking about estate planning. And because you have so much great content, Dave, I'm going to ask you now to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you.
Oh, sure. If you've heard the ads, you know, my main website is lawnews.tv, lawnews.tv. And really, you go there, you can find the links to get to where you need to go. But if you want a domain, I've got a bunch of domain names that go to different pages. And if you want to go right to my estate planning page, just type protect.life in your browser. That's protect.life in your browser. Or my free gun training, guntrust.org.
Okay, great. So you were speaking about taxes, and there's quite a lot to say there. Could you pick up on the tax issue?
Yeah, so there's a mouthful just to talk about the transfer taxes, which, again, have very extremely high exclusion amounts right now under current law, but those exclusions can drop. So we often want to be flexible and have planning that avoids those. But we also want a plan that avoids what really is the biggest death tax right now by far, and that's the income tax through capital gains. You want to avoid capital gains tax, and the simplest way to avoid capital gains tax is just to have a very simple trust called an I Love You Trust that gives everything to your surviving spouse, if you're a married couple. And that actually works well, yeah, because it's in your survivor's estate, and it gets the second step up in basis. We say step up in basis kind of loosely. It's actually adjusted to fair market value at when your surviving spouse dies, and that could go down as well as up. It's just historically over time, the assets tend to go up. That's why we say basis step up usually. But keep in mind, depending on when you die, your right now your bonds are worth a lot less than they were.
Well, we talked about timing is everything. Remember, what was it? George Steinbrenner, he died just before the income of the estate tax laws changed.
2010.
Yeah, so yeah. He died like a month before the estate tax laws changed, so he saved his estate saved tons of money. That was, absolutely.
There's a funny YouTube video I used to share all the time. It was I forgot who did it. It's some comedian called him A Modest Proposal, based on, a takeoff on Jonathan Swift. Proposing that people basically, hire some Serbian mobster to off their family member. 2010.
Oh my! We're gonna skip that. Yeah. We didn't hear that. Okay.
Some of our best friends here are Serbian, actually. So.
Right.
Nice work, Dave. Anyway.
Oops.
Oh dear.
Anything else on taxes?
Well, yeah. So I don't want to leave you there saying that the best planning is the I Love You Trust, because the problem with the I Love You Trust is it doesn't provide any of the non-tax benefits that we often want with estate planning. It doesn't provide any asset protection for the surviving spouse or anybody else. It doesn't provide blended family protection, doesn't provide remarriage protection, other protections that you get with an irrevocable trust. And there are different types of irrevocable trusts. And what I like using in most cases is something called the Clayton election. I've been using it for a long time, over a decade. And a lot of attorneys are using it now. It's become popular among attorneys that know it. And but it has some downsides as well, especially for those smaller estates, like less than $3 million. You're not as likely to get the benefit. You probably don't need the tax planning as much, and it basically forces you. The Clayton election basically it allows a flexible wait and see approach to have either a bypass or credit shelter trust, or a Q-tip or marital deduction trust, and we'll have a show sometime maybe on those topics. But the point is, there's flexible planning there, so you can avoid either estate tax or capital gains tax or both. And you may end up with both trusts and do a partial Q-tip election. But for smaller estates, I've got this other language I developed working with some other attorneys, and it's very state-specific. You have to be careful that you don't open up the state to lose creditor protection. But I've got some basis, I call it a basis-optimized trust, where it has very flexible, very tailored basis adjustment planning, but it can do that without the need to file an estate tax return, which is what the Clayton election requires. Anytime you're making a Q-tip election, it has to be on an estate tax return.
I think you're getting a little deep into the right. weeds here, right at the moment.
So. Well, right. And the other topic is retirement plans, and
right.
that
this
really
is a big
is,
one.
That yeah. is also very involved. The point, big point there is the Secure Act. Unfortunately, Trump signed that. It's one of the things I didn't like. One of the few things I didn't like about his presidency is the Secure Act, and that took away this huge benefit to families in terms of growing.
Yeah. We talked about that last week on the show.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
okay.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, so the ways to deal with that, it compresses the payout, instead of getting a lifetime stretch out, it's limited to 10 years, and you can avoid that. There are things I can do with the trust planning to help, but also on your end, with Roth conversions, you can do that in an incremental way, maybe coupled with life insurance, right, that can make that work much better.
Absolutely.
I mean, the biggest takeaway I get from all of this, Dave, is it's so complicated, and there's so many things to consider, that if you have any kind of wealth, and it doesn't have to be millions, that you want to leave to your family, it really does pay to get professional help and to keep current on all these changes that are happening every year.
And work as a team.
Right.
The estate planning attorney doesn't have all the answers. We need to work together with the financial advisors, insurance people. And insurance is so powerful. It can allow you to leave a larger estate and provide liquidity, so assets don't have to be sold on a fire sale basis. And these retirement plans, you know, we can figure out the right tax approach, but bottom line, you want it in trust so it's protected so your kids can't blow it all.
Yeah. Dave, we want to thank you for being here. We're definitely going to have you back because there's a lot to unpack on all this stuff. Before we get the musical hook at the end of the hour, we just wanted to let you know, Susan and I, that we will not be here next week for next week's show. We had a previous commitment that's going to prevent us from being here. We know Kevin is working on a fill-in, and we're sure it's going to be great. On December 20th, we're going to have the pleasure of having Sarah Hines of Hines Financial talking about individual and group health insurance. And it's that season, and we had a call on this a number of weeks ago. I hope that gentleman's still listening. He may get some solutions to his questions. And then we're planning a retrospective show for January 27th and on to 2023. So, excuse me, December 27th and on to 2023. Thanks and have a great day.
Join us next Tuesday for Protect What Matters with Barry Fisher and Susan Blaze. Send your questions and show topic ideas to Barry at blazeandbear.com. AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.